So on the four for Skagway, that's Ming starting five. Nate Brady, Alex Ackerman, Colton Belisle, Stephen McKnight, Coda Shinda. Coda with the ball now in the backcourt. And here comes the double team. He blows right by that double team. Gets into the lane quickly. Pulls it back out. Over to Danny Brady on the left-hand side to Ackerman. Ackerman puts the ball in the holster for a minute and passes it back out to Danny Brady, who gives it to Coda. Coda. Jump shot fake. Gets into the lane. He's got an open look. Doesn't take it. Oh, now he takes it. He misses it, though, off the front of the rim. He That was a pretty interesting fake by Coda. It was just an eye fake. He just used his eyes to look away from the hoop and then turned around and shot the ball. Unfortunately, he wasn't set quite right and missed it. Now, Hunter Skeek back in the game for Angoon. Takes the ball and just throws it on the opposite side of the court out of bounds. Way over anybody's head that could have caught it. Coda Shindo has the ball for Skagway. Beats the double team quickly and easily. Hits the ball on the right side to Ackerman. Ackerman on the right wing. Tries to feed the high post to Danny Brady. A little too tall for Danny Brady to catch it. Colt Belisle there is there, however, to catch that errant pass. And Skagway retains possession. Ackerman now has it on the right side. He's into a double team. The double team has come. He spins out of the double team. Gets it to Brady, who finds an open Colt Belisle. He doesn't go into the lane, though. Skagway content to just kind of take care of the basketball. Coda Shindo tries to take a three-point shot. It is blocked, but Skagway retains possession of the ball. And Ackerman gets it to Brady, gets it to Coda. Coda wanting to work a little bit, gets it back to Ackerman. Ackerman wants a 19-foot jump shot, misses the front end of it, and, I'm sorry, it hits the front end of the rim anyway, and misses, and rebound comes down to McCluskey. McCluskey quickly up into the forecourt, his left-handed hook shot from the baseline, no good. There is, for the rebound, was Jackson Collins. His putback, no good, fight for the rebound, results in the ball going out of bounds. It will be Angoon basketball, 6.5 minutes to go in the game. To inbound the ball, and they've got an open Jackson Collins in the corner. He misses a jump shot there for the rebound. Hunter Skeek. Hunter Skeek's put back, no good. And Alex Ackerman gets the rebound, brings it down, and is tied up. Now they're going over his back to tie him up, but head coach Scott Lesh's pleas for an over the back call are not rewarded. It will be yet another jump ball, this one in the favor of Angoon. Trying to inbound the ball. The pass is long, and it's going to take a great play by Angoon to catch it. Instead, they save the ball inbound. Colton Belisle there to pick it up. His layup opportunity, too strong. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. On the floor, Coda Shindo came down with a miss, and he tried to get a putback, and a flagrant foul has now been called on Hunter Skeek, and we'll see how far this one goes. He should be ejected from the ballgame for the shove alone, which is his fifth foul, and then he should be given a technical foul for then yelling at the referee. Now, let's see if that's going to happen, and apparently the official, difficult to tell what's going to happen. The official's trying to explain it to the scorekeeper, and I cannot read his lips. It looks like we do have a technical foul, so Coda Shindo is going to get two shots first from the free throw line, and then he will get two more for the technical. So he's going to take the technical foul shots first. No, he's going to take his free throws first. That technical foul will result in Skagway getting the basketball after the fourth free throw shot. So the first shot up, no good for Coda Shindo. Coda's second shot up, and good. Got two more shots here, and then Skagway will retain possession of the ball as well. Not a heads-up play by Hunter Skeek. Coda's third free throw is good. 2 for 3 right now. He's going to go 3 for 4. Coda found a little rhythm. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that fourth free throw. So Skagway gets 3-point bump and the ball after that very, very wild and flagrant foul by Nathaniel Hunter Skeek, who will not play for the remainder of this tournament, and he won't be able to play in his next league game either. However, I think that was it for him. If Skagway goes on to win, Hunter Skeek will not be able to play, but I don't think Angoon is going to win. That's me thinking. I don't get paid to do that. I just get paid. It's all ball. All right, Skagway has the ball. They're working the ball around the perimeter. Danny Brady has it at the top, gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman holds on to the ball. He is defended, so he's got to get rid of it at some point. Gets it back over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady gets the ball. Dakota back to Brady, over to Colton Belisle. Skagway content to kind of work the ball down into the post. Stephen McKnight gets it into the post, gets it back out to Colton. Colton likes the jump shot from 15, misses it. Dakota Shindo with the rebound. And this is something Dakota can do pretty much anything on the court, it seems. Danny Brady gets the ball into the lane. A couple of pump fakes. Gets it over to Colton. Colton's shot up off glass and rim. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It will remain Skagway basketball. And it looks like that foul by Angoon, by Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek, has taken a little bit of the air out of the Angoon defense. Their swagger is gone right now. We'll see if they can get it back. But Angoon is in trouble without their leader, Hunter-Skeek, their senior, who is fouled out of the ballgame on a technical foul for shoving a player in the back from Skagway. Skagway working the ball into the interior, working it right back out to the perimeter. Danny Brady has the ball, hands off to Dakota Shindo now on the left side. Dakota likes the runner from the baseline. No good. Alex Ackerman there for the putback. No good. And rebound comes down for Angoon. Angoon trying to work it quickly into the half court. Oh, and it was a nice play by Clinton Howard to spin off the dribble into the lane and get a shot up. He will be going to the free throw line to shoot two. 34-21 the score. Skagway has the 13-point lead with 4:49 to go. And Angoon has to get something going here defensively and offensively in order to stop this Skagway attack. Skagway has taken the air out of the ball. They have stopped shooting so much. They've been really patient trying to hold on to this big lead. First shot up by Howard is off the right side of the rim. And the second shot by Howard. It's up. It is good. 34-22 to score. Skagway's lead is down to 12. Dakota Shindo brings the ball up through the double team, works it into the lane, pulls it back out top. Gets it over to Danny Brady on the right side, back up top to Dakota. Dakota's fake pass. Now he gets it over to Danny. Danny doesn't want to work it into the lane. Instead, hands it over to Dakota. Dakota wants to work it onto the baseline. He's just going all the way across the baseline. The clock is Skagway Panthers' best friend right now, and it is ticking away down to 4:22. Alex Ackerman has the ball, gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle likes the jump shot from the corner and misses it. And Angoon retains possession of the ball. I'm sorry, recovers the rebound. Has possession now. Howard has the ball, and he's stalling a little bit, which is strange for Angoon. I think they should probably attack quickly. And they get it over to Thomas Foxglove. Thomas Foxglove travels with the basketball, and it will be Skagway basketball on the side. Brady going to inbound the ball now, and Dakota Shindo has been doing a lot of the inbounding, but Danny Brady inbounds it to Dakota, who passes it up into the forecourt. And Colton Belisle has a wide-open layup. Yes, beautiful passing by Skagway to beat the double team of Dakota, and Colton Belisle has a wide-open seam into the lane, lays it up and in, 36-22 the score, 3:39 to go for Skagway. And Skagway Panthers looking top here today, looking like the team to beat in this gym today. Quickly, Angoon takes a three-point bomb, misses badly, and that bomb was put up by Clinton Howard. Skagway fights for the rebound. Alex Ackerman has it on the breakout, and he's going to hold up and get it over to his point guard. Danny Brady has it now. Danny Brady is defended. Dakota Shindo gets the ball from Brady. Dakota working against that double team. Pretty tough D by McCluskey, but Dakota's able to get right by him. Dakota's going to keep that dribble alive. On the right, it goes to Ackerman. Skagway. Well, Stephen McKnight turned, and he was open in the post, but he turned to try and set a pick for Dakota, which allowed Angoon to get a steal. They come up full court. They are unable to get anything going at the basket. One of the players falls down. Another one of the players takes a 28-foot jump shot. No good. And Angoon is running ragged right now. 36-22 to score, 2:35 to go. And Dakota Shindo has the ball for Skagway. Dakota is dribbling against that double team up top. And that double team looks tired now. Gets it over to Colton. Colton Belisle tries to pass it down to Ackerman. Ackerman, if he had let it go, that ball was tipped. But he did not let it go. He tried to save it. And the ball went out of bounds. 2:23 to go now. And Clinton Howard for Angoon, who has put in a real tough performance, is limping off the court. Looks like he hurt himself pretty good. His left leg is pretty straight. He gets a high five from his coach as he continues to limp over to the bench. Skagway is playing defense. And Kota Shindo comes up with a steal, and he goes up for the layup, lays it up and in. Two more for Skagway, 38-22 the score, 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go, and teams are starting to leave the gym thinking to themselves that Skagway has this one all but written in the book, and they're starting to get ready for the next game. Like the Kalawak girls will be up next. For Angoon, it is Damian Paul dribbling into the lane. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Skagway. Kota Shindo quickly gets it up into the forecourt to Danny Brady. Danny Brady has a pass down to McKnight. Goes right through McKnight's hands. He's unable to catch it. McKnight upset with himself for not catching that pass. Minute 32 to go. Angoon's going to have to do something heroic in order to come back and contest this game now. Damian Paul has the ball. And he is harassed heavily by Kota Shindo, loses the ball to Danny Brady. And we have a whistle. We have a whistle. As Skagway had a layup opportunity, but it looks like Coach Lesh wanted to get Wyatt Belisle into the game, so he called a timeout, even as Skagway was just about to go in for the layup. He sees an opportunity with a minute 32 on the clock to get a couple of his subs into the game, get them a little bit of experience here in tournament play. So Wyatt Belisle checking into the game for Skagway. Alex Ackerman to take a seat. It'll be Wyatt's first action of the game. Wyatt just a freshman. He's come a long way since last season. Wyatt Belisle's development under Coach Scott Lesh has been tremendous. He is going to be a big kid. He's already very, very tall and lengthy. And as he fills out, he's going to be a mean force in the interior for Skagway. So good to get him a little action here as a freshman. Kota Shindo has the ball inside for Skagway. Up at the top of the key over to Danny Brady. Back out top to Kota. Angoon not trying to foul, not trying to make this game any longer than it is. Gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt Belisle has the ball now for Skagway. Gets it up top to Danny Brady. Back over in the corner. It goes to Kota. Kota fakes a three-point shot. Not going to take it. Kota playing smart now for Skagway. Gets it up top to Danny. Danny into the lane. He likes an 8-foot jumper. Off glass. No good. Gets his own rebound after it's tipped. And Kota Shindo has it now. 45 seconds left to go in the clock. And Skagway only has to run out this game as the Panthers look like they're going on to play another day. And their game will be tomorrow. Ooh, an interior pass to Wyatt Belisle goes through his hand. Unable to catch it is Belisle, and it goes out of bounds. So it looks like Skagway will play at 12:45 tomorrow. The Skagway boys will play at 12:45 tomorrow. Danny Brady with a steal and a breakaway. And Danny Brady lays it up and in for Skagway, padding that lead 40-22 with 26 seconds left. The Skagway Lady Panthers will play at 2:30 tomorrow. Both of those games will be broadcast live here on KHNS. With 15 seconds left to go, Thomas Foxglove has the ball for Angoon, and it looks like he's kind of just dribbling it out. Skagway tries to steal the ball. One of their subs, Justin Jack Abbott, gets the ball and into the interior, and a bucket for Kevin Mitchell as time runs out on the Angoon Eagles season. Their second loss of the tournament means that that's their last game of the year, and the Skagway Panthers go on to play again tomorrow. Great win by the Panthers, 40-24. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. This is Mike Swayze signing off for KHNS at Thunder Mountain High School.